Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have some great guests with me. I have Eileen Innes, who's the marketing director, and I have Dr. Denise Dutko.
Dutko.
All right. Good to have you in the studio with us here this morning.
Thank you.
You guys are coming in to talk a little bit about a ceremony that's coming up. So let's jump right into it.
Sure. Ceremony of Light on Wednesday, November 15th at Galesburg Cottage Hospital in the visitor's parking lot at 695 North Kellogg Street. The Ceremony of Light begins at 4 o'clock with the lighting of the luminaries, and then at 4:30 will be our dedication and opening ceremony, where we will read all the messages that have been sent in through the sale of the luminaries, which are $10. And you can get those either on your website or at cottagehospital.com.
Okay, now is this an annual event, or is this the first one that you guys?
This is the first. It's our debut inaugural event during, of course, Alzheimer's National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and we're doing it to really light the way for a cure. And really, Dr. Dutko is the one that came up with this idea. She wanted to do a big community splash during the month, and what she previously has been doing is meeting with nursing home directors throughout the area. Not nursing home directors, but directors of the Alzheimer's unit or the director of nursing at nursing homes, and in trying to educate them as how to work with their patients who have dementia and Alzheimer's. And so she wanted to do something for the public as well, and this was her brainchild.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your role with Cottage Hospital.
Oh, sure. I've been the director of the Older Adult Behavior Health Unit since 2006. It opened earlier that year. And I provide inpatient psychiatric services for the geriatric population. We have a 16-bed locked unit, and we primarily take care of people who have a dementia process.
Mm-hmm.
And I provide services to all of the local nursing homes, including the ones here in Monmouth, where I can take care of the people in the outpatient setting, in the hospital, or then once they return.
Okay. So why this event?
Well, I think that we see families struggle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of grief during the process, and it's a very difficult time. So this might be a way to help offer some positive support to the families and let them know that they have kind of a team to depend on when they're going through this struggle.
When I was getting ready for this interview here this morning, I was doing some research. I saw, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but 1 in 9 people are affected by Alzheimer's.
I would say that's pretty accurate, and the number continues to grow as the population ages.
Mm-hmm.
We know that before we didn't have an aging population so large over the age of 85, so we have people that are living longer with this illness and then seeing further complications that didn't used to be present.
And aren't we seeing also younger age? I mean, over the age of 65, you're seeing quite a few in that age range?
Absolutely. 65 and older is the diagnostic criteria. Under 65 would be considered early onset. And I think people are also trying to take care of parents. They're older in their 60s, taking care of older parents with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're interested in what can they do to prevent it. That's probably one of the biggest questions that we get asked.
Okay. And so through your office, you guys have not just your services, but I assume you have some case management or assistance for families and things like
Absolutely.
That as well.
Absolutely. We have a support group that's run at the hospital, and I believe it is the second and fourth.
The first and third.
First and third Saturday every month, and we provide education and support to families and caregivers, whether they're in the hospital or in the community. And when when patients are in the hospital, a lot of what we do is the diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
the management of symptoms, and helping them decide what is the best discharge plan for their family member, whether it's in the community or in an assisted living or in a nursing home.
All right. So this event, Ceremony of Light for Alzheimer's Disease, it kicks off, as you said, once again at 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, that's the lighting of the luminaria. And it says by Galesburg High School National Honor Society.
Yes, and some also have some football players that are assisting as well. So there'll be a group of high school kids who will be lighting the luminaries.
And then at 4:30, then you have actual program laid
we
out.
We do.
Here.
We've got a dedication. Dr. Dutko will be speaking. Our CEO James Flynn will welcome the group. Then we'll move on to Dr. Dutko, who will be talking about how families are affected. Then we also have a woman who lost her mother to Alzheimer's disease, and she'll talk about trying to find the humor that sometimes, you know, it can be very isolating and sad, but you have to look for moments of humor, and they're there. And so she'll discuss that, and she'll tell some humorous stories that have helped her get by. And then we'll also have a dedication by our grief counselor, Doug Gibb, and then we'll have a closing prayer, and we'll read off the names of the people who have been honored with a luminary. So if you purchase a $10 suggested donation luminary, then you'll have that person's name memorialized during the ceremony.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like a great event that you guys are putting on here. Hopefully a start of something annually.
I hope so. I think we've already decided we're going to do it every year. It makes sense. It really does. And there's really nothing out there for anyone during this month in our area. So, and as Dr. Ducco said, she, you know, feels like the public needs something. And so it just makes sense. We're going to do it. It's a great community effort, and we're happy to be the catalyst for it.
Now, you just said something, and maybe you said it earlier, and I just didn't pick up on that. But is this month the month of Alzheimer's awareness?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So that's why the significance of now having this. I noticed that there's been some Alzheimer's walks and things like that.
In September, there's a walk, but it's in September because of the weather, I'm sure. And it's very hard to find something to do outdoors during the month, but certainly candlelight vigil or a luminaria display makes sense. And so that's how we kind of jumped off into that lane of traffic.
All right. So this is coming up once again on November 15th, a Wednesday, 4 p.m. start time. If anybody wants more information, where do they get information?
They can call me at Galesburg Cottage Hospital at 345-4563. They can also visit our website, cottagehospital.com, or your website here at the radio station.
Right. So that basically comes down to 97.7WMOY.com, and you can click on the community calendar and get more information on our website as well. Purchase Luminaria, again, is $10, and they need to be in by?
Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And you can drop them off at the hospital, too. You can walk them down to the administration office. We'd be happy. You can enter the hospital lobby there. There's a phone. If you don't know where you're going, pick up the phone. The operator will direct you.
All right. Very good. Anything else you guys want to get out?
Oh, I just want to thank the community for supporting us with this effort.
And, you know, our staff, so the Older Adult Behavior Health Unit staff at Cottage is all in on this. And that's, you know, they work so hard during the day, and yet they wanted to do something else. So, really, they've joined Dr. Ducco in this effort. And they're really very special people that we have at Galesburg Cottage Hospital.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you ladies coming in this morning and sharing this information. It's coming up on Wednesday, November 15th, Ceremony of Light for Alzheimer's Disease. It'll be taking place at the visitors' parking lot just across from Galesburg Cottage Hospital. For more information, you can give them a call at 345-4563, or you can stop in 695 North Kellogg Street.
That's right. Or visit cottagehospital.com.
Or you can also get more information on 977-WMOY, so you don't have any excuse, right?
Right.
You can find information about anywhere. So I really appreciate you guys coming in, and best of luck to the event.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Eileen Innes, Marketing Director, and Dr. Denise Ducco with Galesburg Cottage Hospital, talking about Ceremony of Light for Alzheimer's Disease.